Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Interpretation of some of this music, and then there's just the music itself, the songs themselves, and how they lend themselves to different sorts of interpretation, but yet it's the song. You get the song, and you have a way of wrapping yourself around it, as is this performance by U2, Christmas Baby. Please Come On, It's a Darlene Love Song. It's the first time in 36 years you're listening to an original recording of this that was done in their residency in Las Vegas. This was before they closed out their second residency. They really got into the holiday spirit with this. This is at the Sphere in Las Vegas. They surprised people in the audience by playing their rendition of this great classic from Darlene Love. Come on, crank it up some more there, James. Yeah, super. Bono with some of the great lines there. Christmas, the snow's coming down. Christmas, I'm watching it fall. The crowd went crazy. And so I'm sure that they did Beautiful Day sometime during the set, right? Wouldn't you think?
Oh, of course. They have to.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, they had a version they recorded in 1987 of this song, which originally came out from Darlene Love in 1963. And it wouldn't bother me at all, James, if we were to hear frequently, maybe once a day. I think that's, along with the Ronettes, those are the two best commercial. You know, this is a, it's about selling the music. And Darlene Love goes around the country every the end of every couple of months and performs in some great, great venues. And people look forward to it. They go. Some people go every single year. I would if I could find the time to do it, because sometimes she comes into Boston, sometimes she goes to Worcester, sometimes Manchester, New Hampshire, sometimes Providence. Anyway, this is something very special. They have a charity compilation album that they did, and that's where this first appeared. Back to what, is that 87, I said? I think it was 87, when this came to the public's attention first. U2, are you a fan, Jay, of U2? I've never
asked you. I'm familiar with some of their stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself a fan either, but they have some things that really are iconic, and certainly, you know, when you get down to the nitty gritty, there are some things that everybody, it's kind of like some of the other big groups. When you think about the Moody Blues, for example, there are three or four songs that come right to the top of your mind that you want to hear him sing if you go to a concert. But Beautiful Day certainly is the one that you too. And it's a great way. It's a beautiful way to start a beautiful day. If you're just joining us, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 11 minutes after the hour, and locking my sights on Las Vegas. I guess a good time to remind those of you who haven't taken advantage of this thing yet that you can go to Las Vegas by dialing 800-419-3684 in the old cell phone or landline. Ah, what's that? What's that? What's a landline?
Bonus points for a rotary phone.
Yeah, exactly. You should have one of those. I don't even have a. I have a lot of old phones, but I don't have that many. I have an old rotary phone. Anyway, the Las Vegas availability is now. So help yourself. First 10 callers get to the 10 operators that are standing by. 800-419-3684. 3 days, two nights. Last-minute road trips bring you there. You don't have to buy anything. Just to go onto the phone, call 541 Travel. They're the ones that have made all the arrangements. It's a great time to go to Vegas, see one of these shows. You may even get free tickets. That happens once in a while, too, to one of the Vegas shows. So keep this number handy, 800-419-DOUG. Call it. You got two free nights in Vegas, 800-419-3684. Indulge yourself, and maybe you can see Bono and U2. Although that was their final performance, I guess, wasn't it, for this year in their residency there?
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a good Christmas wish from you two. Christmas wishes from Jay and Doug and James, all of us here on the Good Day program. We'll have a nice Christmas morning program for you. I think it's one of those, it's what you'd expect, maybe. I'll put it that way, right? I got very philosophical yesterday after we were talking about some of these things for Christmas Day, Jay. I was thinking, I do this every once in a while, but I think this is a good time of year for us to grasp what the universe is all about, what the world is all about. It's happy everything time. It really is. Somebody said to me yesterday, well, you know, you're getting off of the issues. Yeah, I am. It's Christmas. I don't want to talk about the, you know, there's an issue here and an issue there. But I'd rather, when it comes to talking about things that matter, doesn't Christmas and this time of year or the holidays mean a lot? Yeah, certainly the things going on in the Middle East are very important for us to understand, which is where I think the weakness comes in. The whole business of what we're learning and what the reporting is about and the danger of artificial intelligence and the things that have been created that are just false with regard to this and what Trump's doing and what the all of every just the creation of all this crap. We should have a network called the Crap Network, the Crappy News Network. I think we have a couple of them already. They're called CNN and Fox, but he got a few more of them. It just is, I don't go down that street, because I was thinking about how things all got started and what we really have to be thankful for as you drive down the road. Think about this for a moment, okay? Just put your head, wrap your head, not around the wrapping, but around an acorn. And where the acorn first came from. It certainly comes from the oak tree, yes. But before there was an oak tree, there was a seedling. And the oak existed somehow or other in the earth as it was created. It's a mind blower when you really get right down to it. The earth was created out of a lot of things that were in that are in the universe and came together. And among those, I think, are seedlings from other planets, trees from other planets. Right? How else do you explain trees? How else do you explain anything, really, but trees especially, as the Earth existed or began in the galaxy before even there were planets? There's never been a time when there wasn't something that was created from something else. And yet, do we even, I mean, I think it's, I go bananas, I know some people think, you're crazy. No, I'm just thinking. My problem is I'm always thinking. And that's so far out, literally and figuratively. Where did the first seed come from? There, something for you to think about, all right? As you look at your Christmas tree. Where did the first Christmas tree come from? Uh-huh. The Pope has approved allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples. This would be good for priests as well as nuns and everybody else around the world who wants to follow this lifestyle, I guess, much as anything else. There's a formal sign-off on this, a radical change in Vatican policy. declaration from the Doctrine Office providing guidance and details, which state in part, Jay, quote, when people ask for a blessing, an exhaustive moral analysis should not be placed as a precondition for conferring it. For those seeking a blessing should not be required to have prior moral perfection, end quote. Ultimately, this goes on to read, a blessing offers people a means to increase their trust in God. The request for a blessing expresses and nurtures openness to the transcendence, mercy, and closeness to God in a thousand concrete circumstances of life, which is no small thing in the world in which we live. Man, is that true?
It's beautiful.
By removing barriers to priests blessing LGBTQ couples, the Pope recognizes that these folks and our relationships in general are worthy of the same affirmation and support in the church, strengthens couples in their faith and to the community. So you can imagine how the folks at GLAAD responded to this quite positively. The Pope, a couple of months ago, talking to the cardinals in their annual sort of get-together, he responded to the cardinals who were questioning his affirmation of this group, the LGBTQ community in the church, suggesting that it might be possible to bless same-sex unions. And, of course, again, the advocates for these groups and these individuals who, well, obviously the Catholic Church has a number of them. You can just look within the walls of the where the priests are and where the nuns are. And, you know, that's what happens. Not bad. It just is. And so, there were a lot of people in the World Youth group that came in the summertime, and there was a focus on that conversation with the Pope as well. I think he's had a lot of these things come at him this year, right? That seems to be the case. Mm-hmm. He went a little further. He criticized laws that criminalize homosexuality. He's been very, very open, I think, and working toward this direction. So
yeah.
For those of you who are Catholic and for those of you who it makes a difference too, there you go. The Pope speaks out. 18 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
What kind of a holiday gift giver are you? The stop at the corner store on the way to the party kind? Or the thoughtful hunt for the perfect holiday gift kind? Well, if you're the thoughtful one, we've got the perfect gift. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear that are so comfortable and so easy, everyone in your family will adore them. Because with Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground, and you never have to touch your shoes. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
O'Reilly. Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Plus, get 2x O'Rewards points. Get more fuel-saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug's Good Day program for Tuesday, the 19th of December. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. Happy Kwanzaa. That's next week. I think we've come out of Hanukkah. Matter of fact, I think it was last night, wasn't it? The 8 days of Hanukkah, the menorahs. Wow. Remind me to talk about that, too, by the way, because there was a menorah display along with some information about Hanukkah on the common in my community that was destroyed by some bunch of a-holes. I don't want to talk about it now, but yeah, awful. Exactly. All right, let's talk about this situation with country music star Luke Combs, who learned something about a fan that disturbed him, so he took care of what it was that disturbed him. I'm being vague because I want you to listen to the rest of the story, which comes up after this commercial.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I've had a large mouth, first mile, and a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break.
No Doubt Country. Run better off with Luke Combs involved in the country music scene. And something happened this past week. He learned that a big fan of his was fined $250,000, $250,000. For using his likeness. There's a company that he uses, or his management folks use, that makes all of this stuff, you know, the usual things, tumblers, T-shirts, and things that have his likeness on them. And so a lady in Florida named Nicole Harness, I think that's how to pronounce her name, Harness?
Yep, Nicole Harness.
Was out, yeah, she was selling some things, as well, sort of
just tumblers.
On the side.
She sold 18 tumblers, to be exact, totaling $360.
So, anyway, these people took her to court without Combs knowing about it. And a big fan, that's why she did it. So she has apparently congestive heart failure and can't work. So she has no means of, you know, she has no means of paying the $250,000 in damages. She has no means, really, of existing because she can't work. So when Combs found this out, he said, okay, I'll pay. I'm going to pay the $250,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially because this company that is contracted is supposed to go after large corporations operating internationally that make millions and millions of dollars
right.
off of his likeness.
Yeah.
Not anybody
is,
like Nicole Hart.
Where's the common sense that is or ought to be involved in things like this? Come
mm-hmm.
on. That's the trouble. This stuff, and Combs said the same thing. This makes me sick, honestly, that this kind of thing would happen under his name, but this isn't something he approved of. So anyway, the whole situation, kind of icky. Apparently she had the court tied up whatever she had in her Amazon account, because that's how she was selling them. That was supposed to go to the $250,000. This mm-hmm. is ridiculous.
So, yeah, so Luke Combs gave her $11,000, and then he's also selling licensed merch that will go to fund her medical bills.
Yeah.
So
good.
He's continuing
good
on with
man.
This.
What a man. Mm-hmm. There's a guy who steps up, man. That's good. And to the courts we say, boo. And to the company, up yours. How's that? 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained. Many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a chihuahua, it's a schnauzer, it's a poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren X.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Holiday-bound air travelers are encountering delays and cancellations due to a significant storm affecting the East Coast today. FlightAware reported over 2,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the U.S., with just over 500 flights canceled. Boston Logan International Airport facing the most substantial impact, with more than 300 delayed flights and just over 200 cancellations. America's top defense officials is visiting Israeli leaders today, hoping to get an update on the Gaza war.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's visit comes as President Biden has criticized Israel over mounting civilian casualties. Israel's trying to destroy Hamas. There have been hints Israel could move to a lower intensity strategy in the new year. And if that's the case, Austin said he wants to hear the plan.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good day. Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Very special to me. I was thinking right now as I brought Daisy downstairs to have a pee. When I leave her, I always say, I love you, Daisy. And I was thinking how many times a day I say that word. How many times do I say it to her? How many times do I say it to my children? To my grandchildren? I don't know that I say it as much to the people that I'm around, that I work with, but there are people that I think about when I go to bed at night, who I really do love. People that work with the program, as do you, Jay, and James. Sometimes I like
love
Jay.
You too.
A little more than I do James, but it's a lot. There's a lot of love here. And, well, listen, take the good one. Take it for the team.
I'll take what I can get.
Good for you. You're a good kid.
Yeah, thanks.
And that's something coming from me. People who know me, I'm not big in the compliment department. My children always used to say to me, well, they didn't actually say it. It would come through other means. And I don't know what it was. I grew up around a man who was an orphan who never got any compliments when he grew up. He just had a duck. because people were always striking out at him. And so as a father figure, he didn't have a clue. And so I don't have anything really. What came from him, I'm sure there were things in there. And it wasn't until it was actually my son who got him to use the word love. Because Brendan didn't know when he was a kid. He was always closer to my father than I was. And he would say, I love you. He'd call him Grandpa. I love you, Grandpa. And my father would say things like, I agree. He could never say the word love. Never could he say it until he was close to the end of his life. And then he would say, I love you to, you know, all of us, my yeah. sisters and me. But he didn't have he didn't have it in him. And so I didn't consciously make that decision, but it is a word that I use frequently. And I don't think because I use it frequently, it's watered down. I think that I really mean it. I know that I don't think. I know that I mean it. And I send it out without any, you know, real, there's no qualification that's attached to it. Matter of fact, what I was thinking was that sometimes people get obsessed with things in the moment, like they think now, and maybe that's the better thing rather than always worrying about what happens at the end, right? What am I going to fall in love with this person? Well, before you fall in love with them, enjoy the time you spend with him or her. And the same is true. Will I really love this job? Well, you got to get at it first to see what it's all about, right? Will I really love this radio program? I don't know. We're in the process of an outreach to get a lot more stations and finding that people who have either forgotten this program existed or never knew it existed are warming up to it because it's different. It's not about the same stuff. Because there are a lot of things in the news in this country and around the world that deserve attention, that don't get it in any other way, especially in this time of AI where there is so much garbage and crap that is getting into people's heads. And I worry I don't worry much, but I do worry. I don't know if that's the right word even, Jay. I'm concerned about what people are being fed. You know, it's bad enough when you had all that social media stuff that wasn't really true. But people's ability to discern what is real, what is fact, versus the rush of information that has been twisted and turned around. There's a story floating around today that the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, and there are a couple of other countries who now, we've figured out that they all try to influence our election the last time around. Can you imagine? Now, you're going to think to yourself, oh, we would never do that. Of course we would. And of course we do. We do the same thing. But we get horrified when we think these other people, these other countries are trying to change things around that would be to their liking or make it easier for them to do whatever stuff it is that they're trying to do. But we all do that. We all try to influence people with our point of view. Think about it in your own world, right? We're talking about the Pope and what he has said now in the last 24 hours about priests blessing people in the LGBTQ community. Whatever that's community, I think is a misused word, this lifestyle. And so why shouldn't they? They're human beings. Why would it showed you, frankly, before this, the irrelevancy of the church. Because these people are human beings, and why wouldn't they deserve the same? I know some of you don't think that they are, but they are. Why wouldn't they deserve the same focus, if you will, the same credit, the same benefits that others have who are straight? And so now I'm looking at something else, so I'm gonna kind of turn the table here, Jay, for a minute, if I may, and focus on some of these companies that include some of our biggest major companies, like J.P. Morgan Chase. They are beginning to modify their policies, which had been announced earlier in the year that were meant to boost racial and ethnic. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Ethnic representation in their hiring practices. And some Republican, or I shouldn't say Republicans, that's not fair. and the conservative isn't fair either. Right-wing groups were threatening to sue these companies because of some of the corporate statements that they have found. There are 25, actually, companies that received letters from stockholders and other people. I don't, I'm not sure how I categorize these people, but anyway, the claim is that their diversity, their equity, and inclusion programs constitute illegal discrimination and a breach of their duties to investors. The charges were made against these companies. The companies removed language that said certain programs were for underrepresented groups. And, you know, I kind of agree. And I'm going to maybe, I don't think this is startling. I was never for affirmative action when it was used on college campuses because it was so misused. And we've done this same sort of thing. The pendulum has swung the other way. The pendulum was anti-black or anti-whatever you want to, whatever group you want to call a minority. We have done some horrible things to some people who are not, they don't look like, I'd say they don't look like us because I'm a white guy. So they don't look like me. So therefore there was much discrimination. And that continues today. There's a lot of it. A lot. But the way to fix it isn't with a sledgehammer. And so it's an educational thing. It isn't a requirement or something that says you must hire X number of people who look like this. Well, I don't want to hire people who look like that if they're not qualified. If they look like that and they're qualified, hooray! But that's where we get into this gray, murky area. And what the companies have been trying to do is satisfy the protests that have come from groups that don't look like me to get more people that look like them.
But history is so close to when segregation was a thing. We are not far enough removed. It is just anybody can be hired because they are
well,
the
you're right.
Candidate.
Oh, I get that. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that that's not the case. But the approach that they took was instead of the glove, the soft glove of getting people to buy into the program, it's just you will do this and you will do that. And people will resist that, especially if the people who are hired are not as qualified as the people who already may have the job. So that's where we have to go. How we get there, I don't know. I honestly don't know how we get there. But a lot of these big companies like McDonald's and Starbucks hire lots of people. J.P. Morgan got a letter alleging that 10 of the initiatives were discriminatory and unlawful. Now, am I telling you that the motivation of the people on the right is pure and honest and honorable? No, I'm not going to tell you that because it isn't. But bringing it to our attention is good. You know, some of the bank's policies to advance Hispanics and Latinos, I'm just taking a page out of the J.P. Morgan Trust hiring book, Advancing Black Pathways. They have programs to do that. Well, where are the programs to advance white people, right? And then people say, well, they don't need them because they're already there. Well, I'm not sure that's true. I think that there are lots of different ways of being, of finding a path for people who, let's say, don't have the education or haven't had the opportunity because they were poor and they were white, poor and black, poor and white. You know, there's all kinds of discrimination because that seems to be part of the human condition. But you don't fix it with a hammer. That's my point. Am I making the point well or not?
I have to disagree that discrimination is part of human nature. I think that that's taught. I don't think that we are born.
Well, but it. Oh no, I wouldn't. I don't mean it to be that. No. I think we're born perfect, and then we screw it up. Yeah, people, the human condition. Yeah. If I made that inference, that's not what I meant.
That's learned behavior.
It is, and it's taught behavior, learned and taught by people. And frankly, by some of the same people that the Pope was trying to bring in. It's taught by both sides. It's taught by angry old white guys angry black people and angry people that are in the LGBT. There is a lot of anger. And they, I suppose, we all have a reason to be angry, but what does it get you? It didn't usually get you as far as taking that velvet glove and using it. And maybe the reason that I'm bringing it up now is because it's the time, it's the season, it's the... Where I started the whole conversation this half hour talking about the word love. And love is, it manifests itself in lots of different ways, but it really, it's hard, I know, to sometimes love people that aren't worth loving. who decides that? Somebody loved Saddam Hussein. Somebody loved Adolf Hitler, right? Somebody loved
innocent babies once upon a time.
Right, when they were born. Yeah! They were. So maybe we have to think about what we teach. What's the song by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Teach Your Children? Yeah, I don't know if you know that song or not.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah. Maybe James will find it quickly. But it's that was a Bible back when I was teaching school and I grew up, late 60s. I think that song was around late 60s, early 70s, if I remember correctly. Crosby, Stills, and Nash had a lot of good folk music, and they... I brought Neil Young in for a time, and the whole idea of that song and of the philosophy that came out of Woodstock was teach your children the right path. And then, okay, what's the right path? Then we're going to have that conversation. Well, the right path is to vote for Trump. Nah, that's not what you teach your children. Let them figure it out for themselves. Take a deep breath, Doug. That was heavy. 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, you know, people talk about spreading holiday cheer. Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Lasted a couple of hours. It was gone, just like that. However, spreading holiday comfort with Skechers, now that's something your loved ones will enjoy long after the new year. Because Skechers has footwear for the whole family that will be the most comfortable, stylish holiday gifts under the tree. To start, there's hands-free Skechers slip-ins. You just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down or touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins in a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like 3.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Don't miss new deals every day during Lowe's 25 Days of Deals. Get up to 50% off select tools and accessories. Plus, bring home a Werner 4-foot fiberglass stepladder, now just $29.98. And get same-day delivery for eligible in-stock items when you order by 2 p.m. Lowe's knows deals every day. Valid through 12/20 while supply lasts. Selection varies by location. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The hour now. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Food, Farm, and Family Time. Get the info in the support department at farm. foodfarmfamily.com, if you please. Today is National Hard Candy Day, so those of you who like peanut butter, chocolate, and maybe you like soft sugar cookies, put those aside, please, for the day. It's all about the hard stuff. And it's the sticky stuff, too, right? Because that stuff, the candy canes and some of the other things that are just sticky. You take them, put them in your mouth, and you take them out, and you put them down, and stuff sticks to your hands.
Yeah, all right, well, I don't want to throw... Those, what are they, the butterscotch feathers things?
Yeah, right. Anyway, I remember as a child picking up, it was the old Wayside Country Store up the street. I used to ride my bike up and buy penny candy. And you could get a lot for a dollar. And most of it was hard candy, the sticky, crunchy stuff that cracks your teeth. We've all had that happen to us, right? So it began back in the 13th century when crystallized sugar candy was being sold in countries where there's a lot of sugar cane. Then fast forward to 1844, John Miller started a bakery, started producing licorice and black currant hard candy. In the 1900s, India, they made a lot of hard candy. They became very popular. And Candy's Dandy was an effort that was started by a pharmacist to crank out candy lozenges. That's where the stuff, when you had a sore throat, that's where it came from back in 1947. The things that you use to get rid of a sore throat. Excuse me, that wasn't considered candy.
That was timed very well.
Right, yeah.
But some of those throat lozenges do taste like candy.
Oh, yeah, that's how they get people to use them, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, recalls galore today, good Lord. Applesauce pouches have been recalled because they have lead contamination. 65 children have been hurt or have become sick. Mm-hmm. This has been going on since late October.
This is one that we've discussed before, but there's new evidence that is showing that this contamination of lead was done intentionally.
Now, that I did not know. Who is responsible? They found who's responsible for that? No.
They're still investigating everything, but they did see that this was an intentional situation. Uh-huh. These applesauce pouches are for kids. Somebody targeted children.
Just don't buy them. Yep, just don't buy them. Stay away from them. Don't buy them at all. Same thing is true more and more every day. We get info on this cantaloupe that has been now linked to sickness and death in Canada. 8 people have died. 28 more cantaloupe products have been recalled because of a link to salmonella. This is the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, like our Food and Drug Administration. Unbranded pre-cut cantaloupe sold around the country, and the same stuff being sold down here. So I think we've advised on 2 or 3 previous occasions, Jay, that you just don't buy cantaloupe, especially the pre-cut cantaloupe or any of these melons. There's a strain of thought that you should stay away from cantaloupe no matter what. The salmonella outbreak makes it, you know, more of a focus. But just when you get down to it, the cantaloupe has been linked to deaths for a number of years. Back in 2011, there are a lot of people who got sick with this. And so cantaloupe is something, according to one of the experts, a so-called expert, I'm not sure I agree with this. I eat cantaloupe pretty much every day, but I buy the cantaloupe and I cut it open. But if it isn't chilled properly, especially after you open it, that can be a real problem. There's a listeria bug that gets in. This has killed dozens of people. And depending on whether it's sprayed, it's really not easy to properly clean these things.
Yeah, the way the skin is, it's almost like you can't cut into it because anything from the knife that touches the outside is then moving through the inside. You almost have to get some special tool to peel it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then wash it after it's been
filled. If it's healthy, it's good for you, but wow.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, okay. Excuse me. There we have that recall and a cough, too. 59 after, this is a good day.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.